Masechet Makot Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is going to talk about at what point in the trial are the Edim Zomemim considered to be guilty that they gave testimony that would have led to someone else's punishment, and then in turn they would receive that punishment. Mishnah says, "En ha'edim zomemim neheragin ad shigamer hadin." Says the Mishnah, the Edim Zomemim are put to death or any other punishment that they were plotting to do, only if the court gave a final verdict based on their testimony. For example, let's say witnesses got up and they claimed that they saw a certain man kill another man. These edim are claiming that they saw a murder, so they're trying to have the Bet Din kill this murderer. And the Bet Din deliberates and they discuss, and eventually they come back with a verdict and they say, we're going to accept the testimony and we're going to put to death the accused murderer. Verdict is now complete. Other Edim then show up and say, what do you mean? These Edim who gave testimony claiming that they saw murder, that's impossible. They were with us on that day. They now created Edim Zomemim. Those original two Edim are Edim Zomemim. They were plotting witnesses. They're liars. So they're only put to death here because the verdict happened. But if the second pair of witnesses came before the verdict was handed down, then the first witnesses who were liars are not executed. And now we're going to bring a case, mahloket, between the Hachamim and the Siddukim about this halakha. The Siddukim were people who did not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law. They had their own interpretation to the Torah, which was against the tradition. Shehare HaSiddukim Omrim, the Siddukim would say about the above halakha, Ad Shehareg, they would say that Zomemim witnesses are put to death only if the defendant in the trial was actually put to death by the court as a result of the false testimony. But if the defendant was not put to death, but he was just either in trial or he was sentenced to death, then they wouldn't be executed. And the proof that the Siddukim brought was from a pasuk, Shine'emar Nefesh Benefesh. The pasuk says about the Edim Zomemim, a life for a life. The Siddukim would imply from this pasuk that the Zomemim witnesses are only killed if they caused a loss of life. So therefore, in their opinion, the only time Edim Zomemim would be killed is if they caused a killing of the person they were testifying about. Hachamim are going to challenge the Siddukim. Amru lahem Hachamim. Hachamim said back to the Siddukim, how could you say that the Edim Zomemim were only killed if the person they testified actually died? Halo kevad ne'emar, va'asitim lo ka'asher zamam la'asot le'ahiv. We say, the pasuk says, that you should do to the Zomim witnesses what he planned to do to his brother. And from this pasuk, and from this word, ahiv, brother, v'hare ahiv kayam, his brother here, the fact that we're saying brother is implying that the person's still alive. We only use the word brother if somebody's still living. And that tells us that the Zomemim witnesses are still punished and they're put to death in that example, even though the person they were testifying about has not been executed and is still alive. And that's how the Hachamim deal with this pasuk. Ah, so how would they deal with the pasuk of Nefesh Benefesh that we brought, that seemed to imply that the Edim Zomemim already killed, that their testimony caused somebody to die? V'im ken, lama ne'emad, Nefesh Benefesh. So what does the pasuk say about the Zomemim witnesses, that they're punished in terms of a life for a life? A life for a life implies that the person they gave testimony about was already killed. So what do we do with this pasuk? Answers the Mishnah, Yachol misha'a shekibilu edutan yaharegu. What may we think? We may think, the moment the Edim Zomemim give testimony and they plotted to hurt somebody, at that point in time, even before the verdict was handed down, we may think to kill the Edim Zomemim if they were testifying about a murder, but substitute any punishment into that. Whatever punishment they were planning on getting onto somebody else, based on their testimony, we should do to them. Even if there was no verdict, even if the punishment never happened to that other person, we should bring it right away, as soon as they gave their testimony. Talmud lomad nefesh benefesh. The Torah therefore tells us nefesh benefesh. What do we learn now from nefesh benefesh? Ha en neheragin ad shigamer hadin. We learn from this word nefesh benefesh that there's a in between point. The Zomemim witnesses are not killed unless the verdict was already given down and given based on their testimony. So there's an in-between point. it's considered to be as if the defendant's life was already taken once the verdict was already sentenced down. A person who's halachically considered to be on the death penalty is like he's dead. So only at that point in time could the zomimim witnesses be punished, only when the verdict comes down. So it's somewhere in between. It's not at the point where there's just discussion. If I didn't have the pasuk over here telling me nefesh benefesh, I may think, oh, they gave the testimony, they tried to hurt somebody, they're edim zomimim. And at the same time, it's not all the way like the Siddukim was saying, that it's only once the punishment was given out to the person they were testifying about. No, but it's in the middle. Once the verdict is given, at that point in time, and then other witnesses show up afterwards and say that the edim that gave the testimony were lying, only at that point could you call these edim zomimim, and they would then receive the punishment.